whatever he said, it was good to me. I'm just sitting there with history. Because I love N.A. N.A. saved my life. My higher power has used y'all to bring me out of the darkness and into the light. Not one time, but several times during this process. This journey has been paved with my pain, with my ignorance, with my inability to get honest at certain times about my behavior. Look, I'm not a spiritual person. It took a long time for some of the things to go by the wayside, like anger, violence, old prejudices. I have a disease that's colorblind. Huh? Age, race, sexual identity, and the lack of. It don't care if you make $40,000 or $10,000. You end up here with me, listen to me. Evidently, there's something wrong with us. There's something very wrong with the recovering addict. Because we all want more. Do you think because you stop using, you don't want more? I do. I love more. I'm addicted to more. I like stuff. I got all kind of gadgets. I got a smartphone, touchscreen computers. And don't let it break down. I'm going to the meeting and share how tore up I am about the computer. Back in 1993, I made a hard, thought-through decision. Let me retract that. I start coming here in 85. I ain't got 85 time. So you know what happened, don't you? All you old people were talking that, it'll be okay, Jerry. Give me a hug. That's not where I come from, the streets, man. We trust nobody, and y'all hug too much. Now, don't get me wrong, I like women hugging me. But the guys hugging me, that was a little too much. I had visited various penal institutions. Not saying you ain't got to go to penitentiary to have us to fit Narcotics Anonymous. Don't say Jerry L. said that. No, you don't. Your bottom is yours. Mine, it didn't come for a long time. Once I made a decision that I had enough of useless behavior, I couldn't get high right no more. My money, I spent too much money, I wouldn't get the effect anymore. I came to see y'all back in 90, stayed a hot 9 months. The seed was planted then that one is too many and 1,000 is never enough. You ain't gotta use Jerry, just don't pick up the first one. It didn't elude me. I kept wanting to get it because I didn't believe nothing in y'all because y'all was fake. Y'all was weak. I'm Jerry L. No, that ain't what I called myself back then. Huh? Yeah, because everybody who know me called me what? Jay Booty. That name was synonymous with violence, self-will, anger. Now, that name does not bother me. I'm a changed person. I still like my nickname. My name didn't get high. It wasn't a name that hurt people. It was the individual. My name ain't never hurt nobody. I put my hands on people. But I made a decision that if my higher power saw fit that I get back here January the 18th, 1993, asking for a reprieve, huh? Just give me one more reprieve. Not that prayer I kept saying when I ran out, that real one, because I was standing on a bridge in Dayton, Ohio. 5 o'clock in the morning, want to jump and kill myself. I never wanted to kill myself. I done been in, I done had people die and all that. Been destitute 4 or 5 times and homeless. I wanted to jump off a bridge because y'all have showed me the way. You showed me a way out. I wasn't looking for it then. It's one thing when I had it. It's for my friend Tony. He died clean. Tony said, boy, he said, when your ass is tenderized real good, it's how he got a finger. He said, boy, when your ass is tenderized real good, you'll listen to everything we say. When I crawled back here, I sit in the front row. This is the row where, look, miracles happen. It's critical condition right here. If you're sitting in the front row in the meeting, you're in critical condition. You want help so bad, you listen to everything, even that stuff that don't make sense to you. And then we clap for them. That didn't make no sense. But sitting in the front row, I'm gonna hear everything. Not back there, playing with my friends for years, you know what I'm saying? Ain't heard nothing. Somebody's life is on the line. That's why I sit in the front row. I got the literature told me to get. So my sponsor told me this story. He said, where was you when the train came to get you? And for those of y'all who never heard the train, you're getting here for the first time. Standing at despair and hopelessness with my ticket in my pocket. The ticket is my pain. That's my price to get on board this train, to be on this journey with y'all. Y'all are already on the train. Some of y'all are happy. Some are not. Some of us clapping. Some are not. This train has 12 cars to it. But the engine seems to be driving by itself. But it's not. Because God's driving it. Huh? See, this engine can't be, has no windows in it, but it seems to go to the right place. So we get on board and it stops and picks up Jeriel. Jeriel is so grateful. I get on board, I don't ask no questions. I said, I just want some help. They said, what's your problem, Jeriel? Me. How can we help? Show me how to live. Please. See, notice I said please. I never said please to nobody in my life. But see, when you're humble, when humility, true humility kicks in. Humility is like what? Oh, man, bread and water. Food and water. I forgot how to say exactly, but I need it. I know that. Once I said, please help me, y'all help me. I was able to go to the first car, so I want to go to the back of the car. Back car is the 12th car. How can you just come here with your little bit of time? An experienced member like them guy with 40 years is in the 12th car. And you want to go to the 12th car and have no knowledge, we were talking about that earlier today, have no personal experience to get to the 12th car. But I'm talking 12th car stuff. Sit your happy butt in the first car with the first step. You need the first car like you need life, boy. Sit down and listen. I didn't like the first car. The first car had no juice in it. Because we all lying to each other. Telling war stories. Oh, boy, I had it going on out there. But you look just like me. Your shoes raggedy too. But in the first card talks about honesty. Can you, I had to honestly admit that my powerlessness over the disease of addiction, which is running my life, had took over management of it. It told me what to do, when to get up, when to go to sleep, what make to choose. My disease said, don't get hard. Get the one over there. Because she looked like she know where it is. I get with y'all, all that changed. Don't get with her, sit your ass down. You can't hear looking at her. I said, but I want a relationship. For 30 days. I love her so much. How do you know, Jerry? You don't know who you are yet. My sponsor, being kind as he was, he said, if you get one, hoss, hold on. I said, he being smart. But one thing I had in my mind was, I wasn't going to use no matter what happened. We can make mistakes as long as we don't do that first. Don't violate that first step and go use. Ain't none of that gonna work. They told me that. So I held on in this first car riding. My sponsor, he periodically come from back there from the 12 and wave at me. And go back. So now I'm sitting there mad. I want to do the step, but I ain't got honest yet. And we're talking about how you write that dumb stuff. I wrote 4 or 5 pages. Sounded real good to me. I said, I probably got in the car now. Gave it to him. He looked at it. Shh, stay in there. You need to stay there for a while. I stayed in the first car 2.5 years. 2.5 years of my recovery was in the first step. I was not wanting to do it. I'm going to show him I can do it without doing step work. I'm calling him every other day with some insanity. Sound like second step to me. He said, Jerry, why ain't you wrote yet? I said, but I'm enjoying life. Life is good. You know, we started putting words together. God is all right. We put a lot of things on God that ain't God, it's just us. Right? So I'm telling him, right, that God is good. He said, Jerry, are you still stealing? I get real quiet. He said, how many lies did you tell at the last meeting? I don't say anything. Because he went to the same meetings I went to. So I know he know that I know that he know that I'm lying. So as I look at him and listening to him, I said, man, what's wrong with me? What's my inability to get totally honest? He said, you are afraid of being judged. He said, I'm not judgmental. He said, bring what you got. Whatever. I said, I'm afraid. He said, bring what you have. Come to me. I'm going to read you mine. And I read his, and I looked like this. He messed up. But it showed me that he was just like me. See, I thought sponsors were somebody totally different. Y'all walked on water. Y'all were spiritual giants. Y'all didn't cheat on your wives. I had no idea about recovery yet. Recovery was fresh and new. I just had an idea that I want the pain to stop. Do you know seeking absence of pain caused me more pain? Because I didn't know how to tell nobody that I was pained up. Being pained up all the time does not feel good, and I don't tell anybody. So I told him, it's something I have to tell you. He said, what is it? I got to tell you this. I can't wait to the fourth step. If I don't tell you now, I'm going to get high. And I told him that in 1968, a 10-year-old boy, this boy molested me. He was one of the trusted friends of the family. Trusted. Took a long time for me to get with that. Why would he do me like that? Huh? I never done nothing to him. Now you done screwed my whole life up. Now I gotta be more macho. And while I was in jail, I caught two cases there, trying to prove how much man I was. Because deep inside, I wasn't for sure that there was something wrong with me. My sponsor, he put it on the line. He said, you was 10 years old and you was powerless to defend yourself. That made me feel so good. I went home, finished that step, give it back to him. He didn't tear this one up. He said, you have my permission to go on to the second car. Yeah. Now, I'm going to take the insanity that I have been showing in the meetings. I done threw chairs in the meetings. I done jumped on a guy in a meeting. I'm chairing a meeting and jumped on a person. Y'all love me. Jerry's going to be all right. I said, y'all calling the police? No, we ain't calling the police. But you barred for 30 days. Not from N.A. Don't say Jerry L. said that. You borrowed from this facility. You can't come in here. You can go to any N.A. meeting you want to. You can't come in this building. But that taught me something. Under the step work, do you know how much your brain, your spirit is thinking? I'm thinking. Not by ways and means. I'm getting better. And now I got to really realize how insane I was. Because, look, in Who's an Addict talks, it describes me. It describes everything I went through. I had no problem believing I was crazy. No problem. People who normally don't sleep in abandoned houses. People who normally don't be in a house with no running water for months. People who normally don't sleep in a car in the middle of January. You can people get found dead like that. I told my sponsor, I said, I got a good hand on the second step. I did my second step in 15 days. Because you know why? I had no problem believing I was insane. I knew how to tap into, look. The process of restoration might not, look, I know God is God. But guess what? Y'all, I see y'all every day at a meeting. Come to the meeting with that insane crap that I thought was sane when I left my house and tell y'all about it. Y'all say, Jerry, that's crazy. Because, see, I had a bright idea. I'm going to start a company with no money. I had it drew up and everything. I had my own plumbing company. No men, no truck, and a station wagon. I'm gonna have my own plumbing company. Because I wanted something that I can call my own. Something to give my sons. I have four sons, two daughters. One of my daughters has an alternative lifestyle. I'll get to that in a minute. We finished the second step. Now I was allowed to move to the third car. This car talks about dealing with the God of my understanding. How much trust do I really have? Can you turn it over, boy? But it says, I make a decision to. I don't have to. I can make a decision each day. Sometimes I have to do that each day. But I'm in this car riding with all these spiritual giants next to me. We all in the third step and we sharing about God. How good God is. Hey, man, how good God is. Oh, he's great. I thank God for the relationship. Supposed to come back again from the 12 car. I said, why he keep doing that? So I'm still riding, and I'm still understanding that I made a decision to turn my will and life, my actions and behavior. God is not going to act for me. He's not going to work for me. Those things I have to do for myself. I have learned that if I look like I turn it over, I probably have. Look, have you ever seen a person say he turn it over, but he don't look like he's something wrong with it? How you feeling? Great. But your eyes look like I'm painted up. Well, how you living? Great. But why are you homeless? When you don't pay the bills, you become homeless. I don't like pulling money from over here to go to convention and put money from over here. Then I go home and there's no lights on. But I'm thanking God all the time how good he is. It was more easy for me to do my fourth step, to move to that fourth car, because I wanted to find out something. I wanted to find out why Jerry L. do the things he do. What is the proper reason why you do those things? When I really looked inside of me, I found out these facts. Fear had many tentacles. Low self-esteem would cause me to react. Feeling not good enough would cause me to react. If I feel inferior to a man standing next to me, I'll react. If I feel overconfident, I'll react. It's a lot of stuff y'all probably say, like, wow, a lot of stuff, Jerry. But these are things I'm dealing with. You know, being born dark-skinned down south, where I come from, wasn't that popular. So I'm from Pulaski, Tennessee. Y'all ever heard that? Y'all ever heard of Giles County, Tennessee? I know, look, see? I was born there in 1957. I moved to Ohio when I was 10. A country boy at heart. I'm still a country boy at heart. To go to the big city where I didn't fit in. Like coming to Now Continentalist around all of y'all. Y'all quoting things, I have no ability to quote things. So what I do, I mimic. I say what y'all say. I know I ain't have a God of my understanding, but it sounds good to me. God is so great. He working miracles in my life. Y'all said that. But I had a miracle that became true for me when they didn't put me in prison. That was my miracle. I have a case record that thick. And the judge told me, federal judge said, this tell me I'm supposed to lock you up. I told my sponsor, I never again doubt the power of God. I needed a break, and that's what he gave me. They didn't put me in jail, they put a thing on my ankle. I didn't go to jail, but I was basically in jail. Because when you get a bracelet, you are incarcerated. But anyway, when I end up getting to this fifth car and this fifth step, and I started to look at somebody, because see, this is, we got to admit something three times, to myself, to another human being, and to the God of my understanding, the exact natures of my wrongs. I never knew what those was. I understand I had a difference of character. I actually go to a meeting and brag about it. Everybody's not impressed, Jerry, with you. Some people are actually scared of you. When I used to come to meetings, the people they'd be talking to go get coffee, they wouldn't invite me. Because how I talked. It was MF every other word, so-and-so, so-and-so. And I just talk with my hands. Some people get very frightened about that. Your hands are flying all over the place. And I wonder why they talking over here, they see me coming, they park off. I didn't notice it at first until I was here 4 or 5 years. Nobody wanted to be around me. Do you know how I felt? I'm in a program of misfits. And I don't belong here. My sponsor, by this time, the one I had left NA. He went to church. I can't go with you. Well, I'm going to get my help, but y'all going to give it to me. I told you, I used to rob churches. So that was the problem that I wasn't going on with him. He's still there. He's some kind of something in there. I got another sponsor. Been with him 14 years. I said, can you help me? He said, I sure can. He said, where you at in the step work? I said, the fifth step. He said, come on my house, we'll do it. And that was before we had the flat book and all that, you know, step working guide and all that good stuff. But man, really looking at it, really looking at really what's going on with me, I have no ability to really share how I feel. To this day, I read this. You ask me what's wrong, and I say nothing. Are you all right? Yes. I want to say how you make me feel, but I don't have the ability. I'm not confrontational like that, especially with a female. You can tell me until one day you come to the house, and I done packed up and gone. That's how I solve shit. I done that a lot in recovery. You come home, hi, darling. You hear echo. Hey. I'm gone. When you see me again, then I got enough courage to tell you what happened. Yeah, remember when you did so-and-so back then and all that? But that's 3 years ago. Keep stuff in, stuffing it, man, till my head hurts. I'm learning to tell a person how they really affect me. I don't like how you treat me. You know, men, same way. Man, you hurt my feelings if you did that. Because if I hurt your feelings, I'm going to come up and tell you I'm sorry. I'm going to do that again. Because this program has changed my life to the point that I believe in it wholeheartedly, man. If you don't believe in Narcotics Anonymous, ask yourself this question. Why are you sitting at the convention on Thanksgiving weekend? Do you know where you could be right now? You missed the game. The game going on right now. You saying listen to JL. Because something's good is happening. If you listen real, real close, you can hear something spectacular is happening. That newer memory is walking through Knoxville right now. Right now. Might be somebody you know or don't know. Grit make a decision for the first time to come and join us. They might not say all the things right. They might misquote the literature. But our job is to love them till they learn to love themselves. That's how I got it. It was a little rough though. Back then, come in lecture talking about that. They didn't say things like they do now. Oh, Jerry, we love you. Shut up and sit down. That was the guy was telling us last night. You know what I'm saying? Look, I miss that. We don't do that no more. Shut up. You don't know nothing. Oh, it's be okay. We got it rough, man. They wasn't playing with us. Your life is on the line. A lot of us understand rough talk. They used to call NA tough love. They don't call us tough love no more. We just NA. They used to call us tough love. Man, go over there. Boy, they got tough love over there. We'll tell you in a minute, shut up. Put the cotton in your mouth, open your ears up. Junkie. Remember that junkie hit? They don't say that no more. You can't say junkie no more. You gotta say disease of addiction. Man, we done got proper. That's why I like going to the old timers. They still talk like that. They say, Dre, man, you a good ex-junkie. Shit, that shit makes me feel good. I like that. I say, these guys got some juice. But see, we got to stop putting water on the juice. The juice is giving to you straight, giving to them straight. Don't water it down. They'll respect you if you tell them just like you got it. If you got a sponsee, and she's a young lady, her skirt way up here, leave her skirt alone. Yours was that high when you got here too. let her own skirt come down. And guys, with the shoe, let them wear all the Gettys they want. You might go broke. Hey, look, there's a guy in town, he buy cars. They're like, man, he buying a car, man, he got 90 days clean. I said, look, there are a lot of us come here with no money. He didn't get broke. He came in with his stuff. His wife still loves him. His kids still call him dad. He wouldn't like me, hiding out. My children like, let's go take daddy a plate. This guy, his kids love him, come to meeting with him. Hey, Mr. Jerry, how y'all doing? Great, man, you helping our dad. I said, I love that. That makes me smile. And they said, he's funny. Because he be sharing, he's funny. I said, yeah, this thing is good, man. It's real good. This program is so good. When you look up one day, it's going to scare the hell out of you. Mark my words. If it ain't already is, if something that's happening to you right now have never happened to you before, only you know what that is. It might be anything. Personality change. We all talk, everybody talk about change. Talk about change. You already, if you ain't getting down, you know what getting down means, right? You ain't using, you done changed already. Ain't nothing miraculous gotta happen to you. You ain't gotta walk on water or see some kind of some spectacular. You wake up on Monday morning, you got $3 in your pocket. That's change. You paying your light bill. It's change. I pay rent regular. That's big change. I ain't hiding from the landlord. Boy, tell him I ain't here. My daddy say he ain't here. As we ride along this journey, this is a journey. This is our journey. We get to know each other on this journey. We watch women get their kids back. We watch fathers become fathers again. My sons live with me. My baby boy, he lives with me. That is something else, to have two men. I'm the king of the castle. You the prince. King said, clean the house up. He said, no. Well, you need to go get your own castle. Ain't but one king in this castle. But I love my kids. And I was sharing yesterday, I was telling them, my daughter, my eldest daughter, she can get to me by, you know what I'm saying, holding her love back from me. And she holds it hostage. She said, I made her mad so she didn't call me on my birthday. This weekend, I turned 54 years old. Yeah. I got a secondary ailment. It's called, what you call it, high blood pressure. But guess what? Ain't nothing I got worse than disease of addiction. Let me stop treating that. I ain't gonna take no pills. I ain't going to see no doctor. They gonna find me somewhere with my head blew off because I done got one of them, what you call it, them damn thing, aneurysms. Some high blood pressure. Man, I don't know, man. This thing here, y'all have taught me to go to the doctor. Go to the doctor, Jerry, see about yourself. I done lost so much weight. I've never been this small in my life. My kids said, "Daddy, you getting old, you're shrinking." "Yeah, I am." They said, "You used to be big guy." I said, "Yeah, I was." I said, "But I wasn't 54 then. I was 30-something. You know, 245 pounds. I weigh 218 pounds. And I'm okay with that, man. I'm okay with that. I'm around my family on Thanksgiving weekend. Huh? At VRC. And you tell me this shit can't get no better than that? It's good. I don't know what you're looking at. This good stuff, man. A lot of us on this day, can you remember back when what you was doing before you got here? I know what I was doing. I sold a turkey that I have a free, man. They gave me a free turkey and I sold it. A free turkey with the trimmings. Went down there, they gave it to me and I sold it to JoJo. It looked better in his kitchen than it did mine. Only to be walking around, they know how, the next day, Friday, with my stomach back here. No more to get high on, and I'm hungry, with nowhere to live. And you tell me I ain't grateful for Narcotics Anonymous? I beg the difference. I love NA. If I can go on the biggest mountain in Knoxville and say, "I'm Jerry L and I love Narcotics Anonymous. It changed my life," I do that. I don't care who knows. I'm a plumber by trade. My boss was trying to get me to have meetings for his worker. Man, I'm not doing that. Them guys ain't ready. They still didn't hide. They told me stop. One dude riding with me. I said, "Man, can you not stop doing that and drive?" He said, "Why?" "Because you high. And you would get in a car wreck, and the police come, we both going to jail. Before we go to jail, I'm kicking your ass. Because you was high." Look, y'all taught me this. I ain't concerned with what nobody do. Long as it don't affect me. You driving a vehicle with me in it, and you high, and some stuff on you to get high more, I'm going to jail with you. I'm going to tell on you after we get into it. He got it. You can call me a snitch, thief, or whatever you want to call me, but you got it. Man, look, I don't wish active addiction on nobody. If you made it here, I see this young man right here. You look good sitting there, young man. You look real good sitting there. And look, I don't know what he looked like before he, look, way back when. But I know today he looks a lot better sitting there. This program changes lives, man. And look, you got a pretty smile, sister. For real. See, y'all are my sisters and brothers. Y'all give me what I need. Y'all help Jerry L to get one more day. And y'all always tell me, "Jerry, no matter what happens, you keep putting one foot in front of the other." Faith is based on going forward into the unknown. Believing everything's going to work out. I have that. I ain't got a wish for yesterday. Yesterday gone, I can't never get it back. But tomorrow ain't here. I hope it be all right. But right now, I'm okay with where I stand. I'm okay with that. It's good to be in Knoxville, Tennessee. See, I can hold y'all up, man. I really am. But it's good to be in Knoxville, Tennessee. You know, it's like coming home. But it's kind of weird getting here, though, over the mountains. Cause I live in Kentucky. We got hills. Y'all got mountains. But this thing, man, we call recovery, is a priceless gift that no matter how much money I acquired, I cannot buy it. It was given to me by addicts before me. Was given to them by addicts before them. This is a gift that's handed down from addict to addict, from 1953 to us. If you don't love Narcotics Anonymous, And it shows in how you live. When this meeting over, hug that addict. Because we in an age where we got all kind of ailments. Had two friends pass away of heart attacks. One passed away, had an aneurysm, found him 2 days later. The other one, he died, he had a heart attack. Life is too short, man, to have a grudge, petty grudges. Because your girlfriend's skirt looks better than yours, so. Look, because she bought some boots you ain't got, so. After the bomb. Don't judge her. Because you might need that sister. For real. And guys, we need each other. We got to let go of some of that stuff, man. So what? What that young brother? I like that. He shed his ass off. Where he go? What his name, Adam? Wow. Boy, that boy was on fire. It's a rarity to see a young man with that much passion about what we gave him. We gave him the stuff, and now we tell him don't say it. There's something wrong with that picture. We gave him the literature. Said, read this, youngster. He internalized it, and he gave it back to us. So, one day, his experience is going to catch up with all that good shit he just did. He could be hell on wheels. I hope I'm still around the cane. Yeah, I met that boy when he had 4 years. I got 30 now. See? Those two guys showed me. They sitting there eating with me. That made me, I'm going to hold on to that shit, man. I don't know about y'all. I'm going to hold on to that one. That I probably never see them again. But I can say I met them guys. I met those guys in Knoxville, Tennessee. So you guys have helped Jerry L. do something I thought I never could do. Share a complete 45 minutes without saying ML. Hey, boy, look here, Mickles, do what happened. Mickles, I'm telling you, huh? Hey, look at here. Look, as this train's starting to roll into the, and it keeps going around this journey, right? I'm gonna wrap this thing up.